Addressing the needs of diverse types of end users in your organization can be challenging, some staff members requiring more performance for serious line of business applications than ever. In fact, many roles and applications demand the power capabilities of a professional workstation. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Rick Rudd, the North America brand manager for Lenovo ThinkStation workstations. Rick here to tell us how a workstation differs from a desktop computer and why a workstation may be the best choice for some users in your organization. And Rick, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
It's my pleasure, James.
First thing I want to ask you, it's a bit of a personal question, but do you and do some of your team members feel a little bit ignored by all the buzz that's out there these days about the tablets and the smartphones and the mobile computing? You guys come from the workstation place. This is big iron. This is stuff that's on our desks that doesn't move around a lot. Are you feeling a bit ignored?
Well, I tell you, James, it is kind of a strange world because there is such fantastic technology get going on out there. Everything's getting smaller and tinier, and the performance of everything seems to be shrinking. But the one thing that is kind of an underwriting theme to all of that is somebody's got to design all that stuff. And the places that that stuff gets designed is on systems that have just incredible capability, and they're professional workstations, and they need to be a little larger. They need to be a little bit more robust support the kinds of features and the kinds of applications you need to design some of those other incredible devices.
Let's talk about and kind of define what a workstation is today compared to a desktop and kind of how that's been evolving over the last couple of years.
Sure. You know, it's interesting because years ago, workstations were almost a secondary device that an engineer or a highly technical user would have on their desk in addition to their PC. And over time, those two things have morphed together. So to some extent, a workstation does very well the things that a PC does. It does all of the normal desktop productivity apps without any problem at all. Where a workstation really differs is the kinds of application that workstation users use tend to be very resource intensive. So they require greater amounts of performance. They require greater amounts of systems scalability, things like much more memory, higher performing hard disks, purpose-specific graphics cards, and that's really where you get the differentiation. Those things that combine with those productivity apps that give the workstation users a leg up over what a desktop would give them.
Now, Rick, if folks are listening to us today, the idea is that they've been out there looking at workstations. That's something that is somewhere within their range of either purchasing or upgrading, something like that. If they have been on the Lenovo website recently, they've seen a whole lot of workstations to actually choose from. Strategy question here. Why so many offerings for organizations to choose from? Why not just say two or three standard models?
Well, you know, James, it's a great question because, as I mentioned, workstations are specifically designed to help professional types of applications perform very well. And for as many different industries and as many different users as there are out there, there's that wide of a different demand for types of systems. So some customers may have might need a little something more than a desktop and might need an entry type of a workstation. Some users may be doing highly resource-intensive things like simulation and data analysis or might need to drive very high-end graphics cards and might need a very high-end, very robust workstation. So the reason we have the various offerings in the market today is we've worked very carefully to look at what the market demands, and we've got products that fit across every major tier in the marketplace to make sure that we've got a just right fit for every customer. So we always want to make sure that regardless of what that customer's application is or what their budget is or what their specific needs are, that we've got a product that fits them. And if you look at that within the framework of a desktop, for example, pretty much any desktop is going to run your productivity apps just fine. But when you get to a workstation, if you don't have the right box in place, you're not going to get the productivity you need, and you're not going to have a highly technical user that's going to be as productive as he could be.
Rick Rudd, again, with us from Lenovo. Now, I think the line of Think products today, we're talking about the ThinkStation workstations, that idea has been out there for a while, growing from the history where Lenovo spawned from IBM. In terms of the workstation marketplace, what is kind of the company's heritage, and how long has Lenovo had a focus on workstations?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned the Think brand, and I think many people know that's become kind of a de facto standard for laptops, but it does cover many other products, obviously, including our ThinkStation workstations. And that heritage goes back quite some time. It goes back to the late 90s, around 1997, actually, when IBM launched a product called IntelliStation. And over time, the IntelliStation product evolved at IBM and to a point where they actually eventually got out of that business. Lenovo, starting in about 2008, about 4 years ago, we picked up that business and have created an entirely new line of offerings. Even though that's our heritage, we took everything that was great about the IntelliStation. We dropped off some of the things that we didn't think were optimal. We took all of the great client computing experience that Lenovo had from the Think brand. We combined them all together to create a really fantastic line of workstation offerings that are they're very fast, they're very quiet, very green design, and that's where we are today.
Let's talk about where we're going to be tomorrow and down the road, couple months, couple years. Kind of what is the future that you see in terms of maybe workstations in general and specifically the ThinkStation portfolio?
Sure. Well, I mean, workstations, as we kind of started off our conversation, workstations are going to be around with us for a while because you really need, for those specific applications, you really need that extra oomph, that extra horsepower to help drive those applications. So they'll be with us for the foreseeable future. Will they change over time? They certainly will. And you know, we're solidly in our second generation of product right now, James, and we'll be actually coming out with our next generation of products next year in conjunction with Intel's next release of their platform technology. So we are solidly in the market to stay in the market. We see the future is very bright. We see the need for workstations continuing on, and we will continue to develop leadership products to fill the needs of our customers.
Last thing that I'm going to ask of you today, Rick, is kind of a list. Maybe it's the top two or three things. If someone's out there looking for workstations, looking for a company to partner with and get the right product in for their power users there, what are those things at the top of the list that they should be looking for, asking about, things like that?
That's a great thought, and that's actually something that I spend a lot of my time thinking about. And as I speak to customers, I ask those questions, and I look at what their pain points are, and I look at the ways that we can help satisfy those. And beyond almost any other thing, I think one of the most important things in terms of workstations is really the design point, the way they're designed, what they're designed to do, because it's important that they be very high performance. But as we mentioned, you know, this is the kind of system that a highly technical, highly paid user uses for a great deal of their day. It is also a client system. It's got to be something that they can sit next to all day, that's quiet to operate, that's intuitive from a usability standpoint. And then on the IT side of the business, you know, you want something that's easy to maintain. You want something that's got great usability features and something that the IT guys are going to be satisfied with as well. As I said, the future looks bright for workstations. I think the technology continues to move down into the lower end of the product portfolio. We're continuing to look for more robust and demanding applications to move into the high end of the portfolio. But regardless of where the workstation application market goes, we will continue to have the products to meet our customers' needs.
Hey, Rick, always appreciate your time and the insights you share with us.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
Well, hey, good stuff, Rick. And let me do this. For folks that are looking for more information on Lenovo workstations, you all can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Do the following. First off, contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more over at govconnection.com. If you would like to call and talk to somebody, 1-800-800-0019 is the phone number. You want to pen an email? Connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.